The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Irie Island Hour. I'm your host, Wiz Kaliko, coming to you recorded from Monmouth, Oregon, on our new home and time on the Normal Network lineup every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, live.normal.org is where you can find us. I'd like to shout out to Cannabis Carrie, Terry, Radical Russ, and the one and only Willa J for donating all of the studio equipment to make this Irie Island Hour and every future Irie Island Hour possible. Can't thank you guys enough. But for now, we're going to go ahead and start off this week with a song from Slightly Stupid. You know them well. This is their song, Thinking About Cops.
Hey, this is Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger Seeds, TGAGenetics.com, and you're listening to the Irie Island Hour.
All right, and welcome back to the Irie Island Hour. That first song was Slightly Stupid with their song Thinking About Cops off of their album Slightly Not Stoned Enough to Eat Breakfast Yet Stupid, which I believe came out in 2007 or 2008. Around the time that I was doing a paper route, you know, I took 2.5 years off of school in the fall of 2006 and had to do a paper route for about 7 months straight. So that CD really got me through it, along with a little bit of Bud, a little bit of Mary Jane, but I made it through that 7 months blasting those Slightly Stupid songs in my truck. And I'm sure not every Oregonian newspaper customer was very happy with me, but you know, I got through it, and it was a great experience. Of course, Slightly Stupid is one of my favorite bands here on the Irie Island Hour. Good friends of the Normal Network and Normal itself have invited us along to quite a few of their shows to table and to you know, spread the word about marijuana legalization. So big ups to Slightly Stupid. Always love to get involved with bands who are willing to take a stand for marijuana legalization and you know, willing to put their music out there for us to play for you, the listening audience. And we appreciate you tuning in. Of course, we are at our new time on the Normal Network lineup, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific, live.normal.org. We have moved from our 8 p.m. Pacific slot on Fridays, which is now being occupied by our good friend Herb Thrasher of Herb Age Designs and his new show Normal Rocks, which I'm pretty stoked about. So be sure to check his show out, Normal Rocks, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific, live.normal.org. And you know, I've actually got quite a few songs lined up for this Irie Island Hour, which, you know, are in dedication to our own Herb Thrasher, who I know would have dug some of the bands I got to see last Friday. I went to go see Pepper at the Roseland Theater, and they had opening up for them Ballyhoo, as well as The Expendables, another rock and ivory band that I know Herb Thrasher would have loved. Would have loved to have taken them, but he wasn't, you know, still not feeling quite well with the broken rib. So I took Cannabis Carrie, who I know enjoyed herself. She got to hang out while I interviewed Yassad, the drummer from Pepper, and we'll be sure to bring you that interview a little later here in the Ivory Island Hour, as well as bring you some music from The Expendables, who opened up for them, and a couple bands from Pepper's own record label, Law Records. We're going to be playing a little bit of Pacifier, as well as some Iration and Ballyhoo, so we're looking forward to that. For now, we're going to go ahead and start things off with our first tune from the Law Records stable of artists. This is going to be Pacifier with Leave the Lights On.
Scrape off the rocks and help all of us sing. Words are down on the mountainside. Lonely cloud that blocks the light. Shadow cast on the face of the range. In the shape of a burning flame.
What's up, guys? This is Coleco from the Ivory Island Hour, and we're sitting here at Roseland Theater in Portland, Oregon on a beautiful Thursday evening, and I'm sitting here with Yusad from Pepper, the drummer, one-third of the band Pepper from the Big Island of Hawaii. Appreciate you having us out, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I like that, the Ivory Island.
The Ivory Island Hour, yeah.
The Ivory Island Hour.
Yeah.
Very fitting.
Yeah, dude, nice. we used to do the Friday night slot, and so, you know, kind of ease everybody into the weekend, but now we got Wednesdays because I'm still at school, so.
Hump day.
Yeah, hump day, man, just try to get people right through the Wednesdays. So we premiere a new Ivory Wednesday tune. Every Wednesday we have a new reggae tune that we try to premiere on Normal Show Live, so.
Okay.
That's why we have an Ivory Island Hour on Wednesdays now, so we just kind of go with the whole Ivory theme on Wednesdays, so
nice.
Just trying to, you know, make it a little reggae, at least get people having a little bit of island grooves going.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, music, it's a healing force, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, so. Brings people of all different colors and tribes together, so.
For sure.
So, speaking of which, man, you guys are here with a group of guys. You got Ballyhoo. I know they're a newer artist on Law Records, which, of course, is Pepper's new, or your guys' only record label, yeah?
Yep. It was originally actually started by my dad in the early 80s. He had a band called The Law, and it was kind of like his or their like vehicle to release their record. They just put it out on Law Records, and their band broke up like pretty quick after they released their first album though. So we kind of picked it up in like 2003, and we realized that we owned the master to our first album, which was being distributed through somebody else, and kind of just were like, oh well, we own the album, so we might as well put it out ourselves. And that's kind of how, where it was all born. And it's kind of a, you know, now we're finally actually figuring out how to become a real record label.
Sure, right. So when did you say that was 2003 you guys took over?
Yeah, it was just, you know, it wasn't even a record label at that point. It was more just like a name, you know what I mean? And we put out that, like, re-released our first album, Given It. And, I mean, it just was, you know what I mean? It was just kind of sat there. And then the next band was the Supervillains that we ran into, and that kind of fell in our lap where they had an album that that was all done, and this other label was going to put it out, but they backed out the other label. So, like, we were just like, oh, well, we got this label, I guess, technically. So that's kind of where it all started. And now, you know, we've actually got marketing plans and all the real record label stuff. So
right on, cool. Yeah, the Supervillains actually played at the Normal Conference in Denver here just in April in Denver.
Nice.
So that was sweet. It was cool to have them out there, because we know. It's just cool to see any kind of bands out there that are willing to take, even if they're not willing to take a stance on marijuana. Obviously, reggae kind of plays to that same demographic, if you will. I mean, it's kind of hard to go to a Pepper show, Slightly Stupid, or a Pacifier, any kind of Iration show, right, and not have some kind of bud flowing in the air.
So. Yeah, totally. It's like music, like I was saying. You know what I mean? It's a healing force. It kind of goes hand in hand.
It can be inspirational as well. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. You know, kind of frees you up from all the riffraff in the world. You know.
So I know you guys are. This is the last Calls and Liabilities tour right now.
Yeah.
Right? And you guys are pretty much just wrapping it up.
Yeah.
We've got about three more stops after this.
Yep. After this, we have Oakland and LA, and then Anaheim, and then we're done. And then we're going back to Hawaii for a little bit, and then. In November, I'll just give you the rundown of what we got going on.
Sure.
November, we're going to South America for the first time and playing a couple festivals in South America. And then right after that, going back to Hawaii again and doing a couple shows with Sublime with Rome and Iration. And then a hometown show in Kona with just us and Iration. So
cool. Of course, Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii. I got a lot of family on Oahu, but I've never been to the Big Island,
really?
So I got to get out there sometime.
Yeah, it's a magical place.
You know, one thing that, you know, struck me when I went back to visit my family, though, was just the fact that they have reggae stations there. Because living up here in Portland, obviously, there isn't any kind of stations that really cater to reggae or any kind of island.
Yeah, well, it's like, I mean, that's kind of, you know, that's why I think I kind of attribute the fact that we play reggae is because it was kind of embedded in us, because growing up, it's like, you know, you go to LA and you know, there's K-Rock and the alternative station's a big station there the big station or stations in Hawaii, they play all reggae. And there's even a, I don't know if you heard of Hawaiian music.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is Hawaiian's take on reggae. So it's like, I mean, they've created their own subgenre over there. That's how popular reggae is over there. So it's like us growing up, it's like, you know, on the radio, you'd hear all the Hawaiian bands. And like UB40 would be playing all the time. Like UB40 is like biggest band in Hawaii. You know what I mean?
I would say every time my parents took me to the beach, UB40 was always playing. Of course,
yeah.
Bob Marley.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
of course,
yeah, totally. Shaggy, Born Jamaicans, all that stuff was huge with us growing up. So
I mean, I know you guys have plenty of other influences, and Pepper doesn't fit, you know, neatly into one box. So how would you describe Pepper's sound?
We really pride ourselves on being, of course, we're huge reggae fans. We love reggae and everything, but we really kind of pride ourselves on just being a rock band, in a sense, you know? Like, of course, we play so many different styles of music, which I think finally now, over our last, like, couple albums, it's kind of, we've kind of honed it into a sense where it's still all these different genres kind of put into one, but it's, we've kind of, like, honed it into one sound.
Sure.
You know, where it's kind of like, you know, I'd like to say our signature sound, where you can hear it and be like, oh yeah, that sounds like Pepper kind of thing.
Stuff like No Control, things that are a little
heavier. Yeah. And like our live show, that, you know, it's, we're all about energy with our live show.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That like that exchange of energy between all the people that come and make it possible and whatnot. And it's like the energy gets so high. It's like it's just a good old rock show. You know what I mean?
And I know you guys have been influenced by like Pennywise and a few other punk bands. You guys were on Warped Tour a few times. Also.
Yeah. That whole Epitaph, that early 90s Epitaph and Fat Records, that whole scene was like, I mean, when we were living in Hawaii, when we were growing up, basically in Kona, you couldn't get too much, like, obscure music, like you couldn't find Sublime 40 Ounces of Freedom.
Right,
for
sure.
for the life of you in Kona. Like, you would have to fly to Oahu to find it, to go to, like, Jelly's or something.
Right.
And it was funny, because, like, when we first heard all that Epitaph and everything, Sublime was kind of lumped into it, because it was on these surf videos that were really popular that this guy named Taylor Steele made from Southern California. And it was Momentum was the first one, Momentum 2 was the second one, and then Focus, and then he made a bunch of others. But that's where the whole soundtrack was, you know, Pennywise, Bad Religion, or the Offspring from their first album before they got really big, that Sublime Descendants cover, Hope, you know. So at first I just thought they were another, like, punk rock band, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool, right on. And then our friend from the mainland that was living in Hawaii, he had the 40 Ounces of Freedom CD, and I remember I listened to Don't Push, and I was like, whoa, I was like, this is different, like, but I didn't realize it was reggae at that point, you know. Right. I was like, well, this is a trip, like, what is this? And then I was like, Mom, you gotta get me 40 Ounces of Freedom CD, like, she's like, okay. So she was going to Oahu a lot, because she used to work for a concert promoter over there that did all the big, like, arena shows. And that's where, like, my mom took me. I got to see, when I was, like, 10, I got to see, like an Injustice for All tour, the Metallica Injustice for All tour, and, like, Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood tour. And, like, so all those shows were, like, real, they're real, they really changed my life in a sense, because, like, I got to meet all the guys in the bands and shit like that, and I kind of just had a realization, like, that I didn't realize at the time, but now in retrospect, it's like, that was when I really realized that these people are just normal human beings in these bands.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I was like, well, these people are, like, just, like, normal, like, there aren't these, like, gods, like, these, like extraterrestrial gods on stage, you know what I mean? So I think that kind of instilled that whole, like, wow, I guess, you know, I could do something like this kind of thing, you know what I mean? But, so going back to the Sublime thing, so I was like, Mom, you gotta give me 40 Ounces of Freedom. So we fly to Oahu, and we go to Jelly's, where that's where they'd sell all the obscure stuff and whatnot. So we go there, and they don't have 40 Ounces of Freedom, but they got this one called Robin the Hood.
Right, got that one.
And you know how that, but that one's like all that trippy four-track stuff and whatnot. So I got that, and, like, we take it back to the hotel, and I start listening to it. I'm like, what is this crap? Like, I was like, so, like, not now it's like one of my favorite albums in the world, you know what I mean?
But at that moment, on you a little bit.
Yeah, but at that moment, I was like, what? This is just so weird, like, tweaker weird music, you know what I mean? Like, so then with all those, like, Epitaph bands and whatnot, it got to a point, like, literally, where I would buy anything that had an Epitaph logo on it, or a Fat Records logo on it.
Sure.
Like, I didn't care I've never heard of the band, I don't care. If Epitaph's vouching for them, then I'm in, you know what I mean? And that's kind of, like, coming full circle, that's kind of like what we, like, our kind of, like, mission statement, I guess you could say, with Law Records is, you know, we want to be a trustworthy label where kids can just
know that when you guys got a band,
like we just want to put out music that deserves to be heard, you know, like for instance, like Ballyhoo, like we've been hearing about them for years, they've been doing their thing for years and years and touring and finally it just aligned perfectly where we were able to put out their CD. So, you know, it's just...
And where are they from?
They're from Maryland.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you guys got Pacifier, they're on your label?
Yeah, Pacifier, we've released two of their albums.
And they're from Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then, Supervillains, and then Iration, Time Bomb album. And then we've released as far as Pepper albums, Pink Crustaceans and Good Vibrations, and then our last EP that came out a year ago, The Stitches.
Stitches.
Yeah,
what,
Stitches.
You guys put out Kona Gold too, or is that?
That was actually us. That was like a joint venture between us and Volcom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's been cool. And then we're as far as Pepper goes, we're going right after the Hawaii and South America stuff. Right after the New Year, we're going back into the studio to make our next record.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be definitely looking forward to that, man. I appreciate you guys granting us this time here. I know you guys got stuff to do before the show.
No worries.
And
no worries.
We look forward to that and seeing you guys, and of course the Expendables and Ballyhoo tonight.
Yeah.
And sure. I mean, I haven't, like you were saying, I haven't seen Ballyhoo before, and I haven't actually had a chance to listen to him yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know that I can trust that when they go on stage that I'm going to enjoy myself.
You won't be let down. They only get to play for a half hour, though, so that's the only bummer. But
yeah, opening bands, that's right. But you get that half hour, then you just got to get people back to the merch table and start buying those CDs,
Yeah, for sure. So
cool. All right, guys. Well, thank you for checking us out on the Ivy Island Hour. We want to say thank you to Yasod and the other boys of Pepper. Until next time. Anything else, man? Any last drops or anything? We should check out pepperlive.com and is law.records.
It's law-records.com. And then what I always say last is thank everyone out there for making this possible. You know, it's like all the people that come to these shows, and you know, that's the first thing that any band should realize, that if it wasn't for the fans, then you'd be
for sure
not doing the best job on earth. You know what I mean?
Right.
So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, these days I think people gotta, when in the downloading age, you gotta go out and support the bands that you like. I mean, if you're gonna download the music, at least go and show up to the tours, buy tickets and buy their merch there. So
amen, brother. Amen.
All right, man. Yasod, appreciate it. This is Coleco for the Ivy Island Hour. We'll check you next time.
Give me the light when the sun goes down, 'cause what goes around comes around. Give them the fight, yes, it's pound for pound. You see what goes around comes around.
Now that the gloves are off and the talk is done, I see clearly now what must be done. Go back to the place, back when you were young. You weren't afraid of anything, you weren't afraid of anyone. To wake up in the morning when I wake up strong, and then another worry comes along. I found the light and I'ma turn it on. So wake up, wake up, wake up. All of my teachers told me I was wrong, but what don't kill you will make you strong. But what I found is I was right all along, and if it don't kill you, it make you strong. So
well, yes, up. I realized just what I've become. I take that shit head on, or however it comes. Direction back, all my friends are around. I feel the change, I feel alive, I feel the lights, I feel the sound. I wake up in the morning when I wake up strong, and then another worry comes along. I found the light and I'ma turn it on. So wake up, wake up, wake up. And if you're feeling like you don't belong, it's time to step into a brand new dawn. You found the light, now come and turn it on. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Hard to leave
when your cup is half full.
When it's hard to leave,
now don't you be nobody's fool.
So very hard to leave.
Yes, it's hard to live.
Yes, it's hard to live.
So very hard to live.
That's how we live and live.
Don't make it hard to live.
That's how we live.
Ooh, it's hard to live.
We live and learn.
It's hard to live.
We live and learn.
It's hard to live. You live and learn. You have to rise. It's hard to wake up. Yeah, new morning when I wake up strong. And then another worry comes along. I found the light and I'ma turn it on. So wake up, wake up, wake up. And if you're feeling like you don't belong, it's time to step into a brand new dawn. From the light, I'll come and turn that on. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
What's up, everybody? This is Yee from Pepper, and you're listening to the Ivy Island Hour. Aloha.
You love me, I just wanna know this much is true. I've been searching for a purpose, thought I found someone in you. And now I got some questions, baby, and I can't stop the feelings I have. Am I headed for some trouble on this winding our train track? Way, way, way too long I've been trying to get through to you. Tell me, what should I do? Say I'm wrong. It's standing up for.
past is wrong, and I don't wanna be right, yeah. Staying up all night with you is a gift that I won't forget. Make out sessions in the dark, like the times when we first met. Making love on your bedroom floor in the night while your parents slept. We would laugh and whisper until the morning sunlight crept in. We don't talk much like we used to do, and I miss our silly conversations. Please tell me, should I stop loving you? 'Cause I don't think I could even if I tried. Try to get through to you. Tell me, what should I do? Say I'm wrong. Is standing up for this is wrong, and I don't wanna be right, yeah. Like we used to do, and I miss our silly conversations. Please tell me, should I stop loving you? 'Cause I don't think I could even if I tried. Whoa, whoa, way too long. I've been trying to get through to you. Tell me, what should I do?
All right, that was Ballyhoo with their new song, Say I'm Wrong, off of their new album called Daydreams. Of course, the first album that they put on Law Records. Of course, we heard Yassad from Pepper talking a little bit about that in my interview with him from last Friday night at the Roseland Theater. And you can be sure to check out lawrecords.com. That's law-records.com. And you can check out Ballyhoo as well as Pepper. They got Iration and Pacifier on their label. The Supervillains, who had played at the Normal Conference in Denver in April. They got a lot of great artists, so be sure to check them out at law-records.com. And you know, been really stoked because I got to go see Pepper, the Expendables, and Ballyhoo, you know, at Friday night at the Roseland. And in 2 weeks' time, we got The Green coming here to Oregon. They'll be in Eugene on Friday, October 21st. They'll be in Portland Sunday, October 23rd, and then Bend October 24th, which is the day before they release their new album, their first album on Easy Star Records, entitled Ways and Means. That'll be coming out October 25th. So be sure to check out our boys, The Green, at thegreen808.com. And, you know, actually, we had Zion on Normal Show Live today, but I'm going to be in class when that's going on, so I'm not going to have been able to hear it while I'm recording this, but you know, I'm sure that's going to be awesome. Be sure to look at live.normal.org and stash.normal.org, as well as on iTunes. That's all the places you can find the podcast for Normal Show Live, which of course is the flagship show for the Normal Network. It plays every Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, at live.normal.org. It is 420, 365, 24/7. Well, you know, 24/7, 365. Anyways, you know, it's 420 all the time here. We're all about marijuana legalization, as well as in informing people about marijuana culture and, you know, the marijuana industry. And don't forget about the cousin of marijuana, the lovely plant hemp, which, of course, can save us all if we would just let it. I know I'm not going to go into a tirade about that, but you guys all know about it. If you haven't, check out the book Embryo Wears No Clothes, as well as check out VoteHemp.org and Normal.org. You know, Normal's fighting for adult use of cannabis, responsible adult use of cannabis, because it's objectively safer than alcohol. We're spending way too much money putting people in prisons, and the cost of prohibition itself has actually done more harm to the society that the drug wars were intended to protect. So, you know, that's what Normal's all about. That's what we're doing here on the Normal Network. My name is Wiz Khalifa. This is the Ivory Island Hour. We are coming to you now every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific at live.normal.org, where we like to bring you my favorite reggae and island tunes from all around the country and all around the world. This next song that we're going to go ahead and play here is by a band called The Expendables, which opened up for Pepper. And they're an awesome band, a fusion of rock, metal, and reggae. And I have a great time at their shows every time. They put on an amazing live show. Like I was saying earlier, I got to bring Cannabis Carrie with me. I know she enjoyed it. And we really wish we could have had Herb Thrasher there. Of course, be sure to check out his show this Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, live.normal.org. Herb Thrasher presents Normal Rocks. And we're definitely looking forward to that. But, you know, in dedication to our own Herb Thrasher, we're going to go ahead and play a couple songs, a little twofer here by The Expendables. We're going to go ahead and play actually some live versions of their stuff, just so that Herb can feel as if he was there at the show. And for the rest of you, this is The Expendables with Sacrifice. And now you guys can feel like you were at the show at the Roseland Theater last Friday night here in Portland. But until we see you on the other side, this is The Expendables with Sacrifice.
Good evening, folks. How you guys doing tonight? We're the Expendables from Santa Cruz, California. This first song is called Sacrifice. We'll be right back.
stable shore. The freedom is that outside of shame.
That was the Expendables first with Sacrifice, and the second one, the file just calls it Full Version, but anyways, it's just an amazing live version. That's what they do, man. They have a nice smooth transition between the like the reggae more laid back feel and the way more up-tempo mosh pit and feel. You know, first time I'd ever saw like a mosh pit at a reggae show was when I had saw Slightly Stupid, and it was Slightly Stupid and Pepper playing the Jägermeister tour in like 06. That was the first time I'd ever saw either of them live, and it was just crazy, the high energy, you know, because I'd kind of went through a rock phase before I'd gotten really heavily into my Irie gig. So, you know, it was cool to see the fusion, which, of course, you know, Slightly Stupid was originally signed by Sublime in the early 90s, one of the last bands that Bradley Noel signed in the 90s. But now Slightly Stupid has their own record label called Stupid Records, and the first act that they ever signed was actually The Expendables. So, you know, kind of bringing it full circle there. Slightly Stupid has their own record label, Stupid Records, and they're both the Expendables, Slightly Stupid, oh, and as well as our good friends from Rebolution are all under Silverback Management. We love those guys. Of course, you should check it out at silverbackmusic.net. Those guys are awesome. They're the ones that hook us up for all the shows for Slightly Stupid and help us out with that kind of stuff. So big ups to Silverback Music. Want to make sure they get their proper credit. But, you know, The Expendables are great. They're awesome to see live. Wish Herb Thrasher could have been there. But another people who are awesome to see live are the boys from The Green, who, of course, will be coming here in like 2 weeks. So stoked to see that. They're putting out their new album, Ways and Means, which is coming out on October 25th. You can go pre-order that album and get a digital download at thegreen808.com. Just a couple weeks ago, they put out their latest EP entitled Love and Affection, and we're going to go ahead and play the title track of that EP right here on the Ivory Island Hour. It's called Love and Affection. But want to go ahead and give a shout out to our boys, The Green, from thegreen808.com. Be sure to go there and pre-order Ways and Means, coming out October 25th. And shout out to Zion for coming on Normal Show Live today. We appreciate having you. We're going to go ahead and get things kicked off again here on the Ivory Island Hour, keeping things upbeat tonight. This is Love and Affection by The Green.
Since day two would lie, before I go to sleep at night, I take a drop to get my mind. Speakers blasting on the passenger side of my dad's door, wagging away for a ride. You remember? No, you remember. You remember? Oh, you remember. She tells me lies, you give me pride. She holds me close, you hold me tight. She tries me tip, you give me mine. She might not be forever. Like no other woman of the nation, you are the one on my mind. You give me the sense of direction. Like no other woman of the nation, you are the one on my mind. You give me love and affection. Like no other woman of the nation, you are the one on my mind.
What's up? This is Zion Thompson from The Green, and you're listening to the Irie Island Hour. Aloha.
That was The Green with Love and Affection. That's their title track off of their EP that they just released called Love and Affection. It's about five songs that they just released ahead of their full-length album, Ways and Means, which will be coming out on October 25th on Easy Star Records. That'll be their first album on Easy Star Records and their second album overall. Their first album that they put out entitled The Green actually was the number one reggae album on iTunes in 2010. So, you know, they got a lot to live up to, but they will have no problem because these guys continue to turn out great music, you know, with the roots rock reggae vibe. They're great. Be sure to check them out at thegreen808.com. You can pre-order Ways and Means there, as well as check out their merchandise and all of their tour dates. They'll be coming to a city near you sometime soon. I know they're in California tonight, working their way up to Utah, Idaho, Colorado, and Oregon, Washington. They'll be all over the West Coast here in the next couple weeks. I know that they'll be in Oregon, in Eugene on Friday, the 21st of October. They'll be in Portland on Sunday, the 23rd, and they'll be in Bend on Monday, the 24th, just a day before they release their album. So be sure to check them out, thegreen808.com. Want to shout out to Curtis from Herbivore Publicity, who's been awesome in facilitating everything we needed, trying to get The Green hooked up with Normal, getting Zion on Normal Show Live today, which you guys can check out at live.normal.org. The Ustream channel now saves, you know, the video of, you know, the last couple shows. So you can go back and check those out on the Ustream channel, as well as go to iTunes. Check out Normal Show Live on iTunes. Subscribe. It's free. You guys get a new song from a new artist every day of every week. Monday through Friday, there's a different theme. Wednesdays is Irie Wednesdays. That's why we had Normal Show Live with The Green and Zion today, and they actually premiered Love and Affection as well. She was the best. So you guys are always going to get great stuff, great interviews from amazing artists, as well as just great music. So not to mention, Normal Show Live is the most informative show on the internet, especially in regards to marijuana legalization. They cover the stories that the regular news doesn't cover, or at least, you know, the regular news covers it, but it's just blips on the screen. It's never really the focus, and that's what Normal's all about, focusing on fighting for responsible adult use of marijuana, because first and foremost, it's a freedom issue. People shouldn't be thrown in cages for using a substance that's objectively safer than alcohol. And secondly, because we're just spending too much money. And at a time when we are looking for jobs and we say everything's on the table, we should be allowing marijuana businesses, cannabis businesses, if you will, to flourish. You know, if there's one thing I learned through Normal in those last couple months, is how many businesses and how many jobs can be created if we were just to fight for legalization. So appreciate you guys joining us on another edition of the Irie Island Hour every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific at live.normal.org. I'm going to go ahead and lead you with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Dub Band by Easy Star All-Stars. Until next week, I'm Wiz Kaliko. Aloha.
So you mean Easy Star? Yo, why you can just give the people them some rubber duck music?
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Whoa, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. And what do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn on the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. Need somebody to love. Could it be?